For our next story, here's Alexis.
Plenty of things make us angry, especially in school. For Yuritsa, it's her teacher. She feels that he has no respect for her.
My hand could be raised up first, and then let's say someone else for an example. He could go and pick that person right away. Like, come on, you saw my hand.
But the things that really get under our skin often happen at home, with our family. That's the case with me.
I have a little brother, and this kid annoys the bleep out of me. And it seems sometimes that I'm not allowed to react in a bad way. Like, he could do the most annoying thing, and I kind of just have to keep it to myself. Or else, if I even show that I'm reacting in a bad way, my dad will come to me and say, Alexis, stop, he's only a baby. And I'll be like, Dad, he's 11. He's not a baby. And I think it's unfair that if they cross your limits, of course you kind of have to act mature and everything, but things like that snowball and they build up inside of you, and at one point it's just going to have to come out.
The same kind of things happen with Daphne and her younger niece, who bothers Daphne while she's trying to do her homework. At first, Daphne asks her nicely to stop, but it doesn't work, so she yells and gets in trouble.
Sometimes I'll get mad and then I'll go in my room and sometimes I'll start crying because I feel really disrespected and violated because, like, if you tell me that I have to respect them and then they don't respect me at all in any way, it's not really fair like that. And then my parents would tell me that, oh, why are you crying? It's just over this little thing that she didn't let you do your homework. Oh, so if I don't get my homework done, not only am I going to be yelled at you because my grades aren't good in school, I'll be yelled at by my teacher, and then everything comes down on me.
How we express our feelings in this kind of situation determines whether or not we get in trouble. Whenever possible, Daphne finds creative outlets for her feelings.
When I'm angry, instead, I'll sit down and then I'll just draw creative pictures about it, and then I start ripping up the papers that I wrote so that it's like, oh, I'm throwing away everything that happened that day, and then nothing but the pictures that are like really creative that show what happens that day but then doesn't really show. It's kind of mixed, like Picasso, that you can't really tell what's going on. Like, you can keep those and then later you'll forget what it was about and you could just say, oh, it was a really creative moment.
Other people, like me, have different methods that work for them.
Well, when I get angry, I don't resort to artistic stuff because I'm really not artistic. I just kind of call people and tell them how I feel because I'm an open person, so I tell as many people as I can. I'm like, this happened to me and I want you to know. So not only can it get your feelings out, once you talk about it and talk about it, it can make you think, well, maybe it's really not that bad.
Daphne says it is important to find a constructive way to deal with negative emotions.
If you don't take care of yourself, you can't really take care of the people around you. But if you don't take care of the people around you, you don't really have anyone to take care of you.